Well, there was another earthquake here in Oklahoma today, a 3.1 just after 7 a.m. near Stroud, about 65 miles from where we are in Norman. Yawn. There have been more than 500 magnitude 3 or greater earthquakes this year in Oklahoma, compared to 156 or so in California. The scientific opinion is that they are caused by wastewater injection in the disposal wells used in oil and gas production, including fracking, which is pumping fluids directly into rocks, but largely just standard oil and gas production, drilling in the ground. Let's get an update on earthquakes with State Impact reporter Joe Wirtz here in the KGOU studios. And Joe, you've explained this to us before, how the drilling brings up oil, but also water from long-ago oceans.
That's right. They call it produced water, and this is a salty, briny, toxic water that comes up, right? And it's the remnants of these old oceans that used to cover this part of the continent. So this toxic water comes to the surface with the oil and gas, and the producers don't want it. They want the oil and gas. But more importantly, we don't want that toxic water anywhere near the surface.
Right. It used to be stored in lakes and things, and that was not a good idea.
Absolutely. Not a good idea. It's toxic. It's bad for just about everything. So the idea is to put it back down deep underground. And this is sort of the government-approved economically feasible way of getting rid of this waste.
Well, and then that has caused disruption underground. And, you know, being here, I've been to Oklahoma before, but it just is always stunning to drive around. You see these derricks everywhere. They look like these nodding pterodactyls, and they go up and down on people's lawns downtown.
Right. People's lawns downtown. Essentially, the lawn of the state capitol has a working pump jack on it. So the scale of the oil and gas industry here in Oklahoma, and a lot of states, these big energy states, is really something to consider.
Right.
And when we talk about these disposal wells, they are key to the production, right? We have to have these disposal wells currently to have the oil and gas.
Okay, so we talked to you about a month ago. There was a 5.8 magnitude over Labor Day. So what's happened since then?
Well, that was Oklahoma's largest earthquake on record, and scientists say it's likely linked to these disposal wells. So what's happened? People are worried. People are scared, especially if you're living near the shaking.
Well, were some of them shut down?
Yes. The oil and gas regulator, the state regulator, shut down some wells. Also, the EPA in a nearby county, which is controlled federally, they shut down some wells too. So they're doing a combo, shutting down wells and slowing down others.
Well, so there's been a slowdown. Mm-hmm. But there's been a slowdown also in the rate of these 3.0 earthquakes.
Right.
But then there was that big one, which caused a lot of concern. So, Joe, do we know if the slowdown in the rate of earthquakes is because people are slowing down in their exploration because of the earthquakes, or because there's a slowdown in demand for oil, in which case that means that if there's more demand, then that drilling might go back up and the earthquake rate might go up as well?
Well, you asked essentially the essential question: is the earthquake rate slowdown due to low oil and gas prices and low activity, or is it due to the regulatory actions? Scientists say it's probably a combination of both. The question: they know that the regulations work; they can see it in the sensors. When they slow down a well, the shaking slows down. But oil prices are low, activity is low. We just don't know.
Don't know why the slowdown is. Meanwhile, just in the minute we have, you tell us that what they really want to do is be able to come up with predictive measures.
Right. So they want to be able to look at these micro seismic signals, these things you can't even remotely feel, and look for something that might predict when this is going to happen. Look for a pattern that they can use to predict this stuff more accurately, so we know if things are getting risky.
Well, we're sitting tight. Maybe we'll feel one. Joe Wirtz, an earthquake.
Welcome to Oklahoma.
Right. An earthquake expert and a state impact reporter here in the KGOU studios in Oklahoma. Joe, thank you.
Thank you so much.